You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa is the seabird capital of the world, home to about 90 species of the world's seabirds. Sentinel is an exhibition that combines science, photography, interactive video, sculpture, and sound to invite you into the world of seabirds. Sentinel serves as an urgent call to action to protect seabirds and their environment from the threat of habitat loss and predators. I spoke with seabird scientist and conservation photographer Eden Whitehead about Sentinel and the threat towards seabirds. What are the aspects of Sentinel that come together to create the exhibition?
So Sentinel's a collaboration between a couple of scientists, a couple of artists of varying disciplines, but the guts and the idea of it is based on the research by Dr. Andre Belve. Part of his doctoral research was looking at where seabirds used to be in our country pre-human, looking at archaeological records, and then where they are present day and modelling the loss and what their past habitats would have been. And our wonderful artistic creatives, Marcel and Micah, put together some really cool visuals based around the data actually from this research, so all the little numbers that make up these huge heat maps of the whole of Aotearoa and where the birds were, and converted that into this amazing, engaging and interactive experience, which is really, really cool.
How does Sentinel incorporate the mahi of scientists and creatives? Because there are quite a few sort of different elements, aren't there, to the exhibition and all this research that's gone into it?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a big mix. I mean, part of Sentinel, the start of it as you go in, is some pretty direct science communication. We've got some panels about actual research that's happening around the Kapamoana, the Hauraki Gulf, some photographs illustrating the different seabird families that we've got in this region and also around the country. So there's some really direct, here's the science aspect to the exhibition, which is a good start, and then you move through into this artistic interpretation that the others have put together, which is soundscapes and amazing projections and sculpture, and it all sort of mixes together there. And what I think is really cool about Sentinel is it really blurs the lines between art and science, because we really wanted to present, you know, the data, but then the data in a really different way to make it a bit more engaging.
Was the idea of Sentinel in response to any one event?
It was just an idea that sort of came out of the fact that Andre and I were both researching seabirds for our PhDs, and the initial idea for it came from Andre and his brother Marcel trying to figure out, well, we do a bit of science, we do a bit of cool art, how can we put them together to tell the story of the decline of seabirds, this really hidden loss that not many people know about, in a really different and accessible way, and make it not just, you know, the outcomes of our research, the scientific papers, but how do we engage everybody else in kind of a fun and different kind of way. So that was how it all sort of started off.
Does Sentinel have a message for its viewers, do you think?
I think it's got a few.
Great.
The main, I'm a seabird scientist, so I'm very, very biased, but the main, there's a lot of threats that seabirds face, and Sentinel tackles a lot of them. But the big story is these birds that we don't see every day. So Sentinel, we talk about all forms of seabirds, from shags to gulls to petrels and shearwaters, albatrosses, penguins. Aotearoa has more seabird species than any other country in the world by a long margin. But what it really focuses on is the ones that you don't see every day. So petrels and shearwaters, these are burrow nesting seabirds. They only come back to land after dark. And these days, they only come back to predator-free islands and places that we have made safe for them. And we've had this very rapid but kind of hidden loss of seabirds, because these petrels and shearwaters would have once bred really far inland, you know, up into the central plateau, up in the mountains, and they've just been completely lost because of predators and habitat change and destruction. So that is, I think, the biggest message out of Sentinel, is the fact that there has been this huge hidden loss, the implications that has for our ecosystems, but then also it can't all be doom and gloom. So there's a lot that people are doing to help and to bring seabirds back. to places that are safe for them on the mainland.
Why do you think this is a hidden loss? Why isn't there more sort of awareness and education around the decline in seabirds?
They're out of sight, out of mind. So these birds, you won't see them in an eco sanctuary. They're not birds we can put somewhere to keep safe. They spend most of their lives out at sea and well beyond sight of land. So the only way you'll see them is if you go out on a boat and into their world. So they're not birds that people relate to. They're not birds that people see every day. So they don't get a lot of press. And this whole history of loss has happened really quickly. And it's a really similar story to all of our land birds, but at quite a dramatic scale. So the goal of this whole project was just to bring that to light a bit more.
When and where can people see Sentinel?
So Sentinel's running at the New Zealand Maritime Museum down in the viaduct, and it's running until the 27th of October. So it is free with entry to the museum, and yeah, it's just up in the galleries there.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Eden?
Oh, I think you've asked me some pretty good questions about Sentinel and all the bits that make it pretty awesome, but I just really recommend going and having a visit and playing with the birds and learning a bit about birds you may not even know exist.
That was Eden Whitehead speaking to me about Sentinel, an exhibition that invites you into the world of seabirds. You can catch Sentinel at the Edmiston Gallery, Maritime Museum, until October 27th, free with museum entry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.